Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun, but most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Director of Artistic Planning and Engagement of Newport Classical, Trevor Neal. How are you today, Trevor?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. Before we kick things off, let's thank our sponsors. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Trevor, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Well, Jamie, today we will focus on one of my absolute favorite string instruments, the cello.
You know, I'm more of a violin guy myself, but I think I could be persuaded with the right music.
Well, Jamie, I think you may find it interesting that the cello's history actually pays homage to the violin. The cello was first called the bass violin and then violoncello, which literally means big little violin in Italian, which was eventually shortened to just plain old cello.
Whoa, and all this time I thought it was much more complex than that. So, who had the bright idea to basically make a larger version of the violin?
The history doesn't really tell us that much, but we do know the first known manufacturer of the cello was Andrea Amati, who built cellos for Charles IV, King of France. We know that artists at the time of the late 12th and 13th centuries began to depict the violin in paintings, giving testimony to its presence in the music world. The cello, however, or bass violin, did not come into existence until the 15th century. The reason for the late appearance of the deeper voice member of the violin family was, at least in part, the evolution of the sound ideal in Western European music.
So, what existed before the cello?
Well, early comparisons to this instrument date back to the viola da gamba, an early music instrument, mostly in Baroque music. At the time, historians predicted that the cello would be much more inferior to the viola da gamba. The two instruments, though, do have striking similar differences. I'd like to play a piece on the viola da gamba for you to kick things off. This is Bach's Sonata for Viola da Gamba and Harpsichord.
Thank you.
Okay, is it bad that I really can't tell the difference yet?
Not at all, Jamie. The two instruments have many similarities visually and aurally, but the cello addressed the evolution of music in ways that the viola da gamba just showed limitations. The cello was developed out of the need to capture lower registers, which were becoming increasingly popular at the time. The first piece of music written for cello were Bach's Six Suites. I will play now Bach's Cello Suite No. 1, movements 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now that one I've heard before. That prelude is used everywhere.
Yes, indeed. Classical music appears in the most unlikely of spaces, which makes my job a lot easier. Now though, I do love a solo cello. We should visit a concerto and its importance to the cello. During the classical period, concerto form was developed, leading the concerto to become what we know as it is today, a multi-movement work that really features a virtuosic solo line throughout. So, as an example to this, here is Haydn's Cello Concerto in C.
Thank you. Thank you.
now I see the change. My. It was quite more virtuosic and full of many different colors I didn't hear before in the sonata for viola da gamba by Bach.
Well, I have just one more piece. From the Romantic period, Dvorak created this arrangement for a series of farewell concerts prior to leaving America. Dvorak's Silent Woods is similar to Haydn's Cello Concerto in C Major in that it demands grace and beauty. However, this piece is much more challenging musically. This is Silent Woods.
Thank you.
Whoa, what a day. Thanks for coming in to share this special show today, Trevor.
What a day indeed. But before I say goodbye, another big thank you to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and of course, you lovely people listening right at home. It's always great to be with you, Jamie.
Great to be with you too, Trevor. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!